Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Grant and Danny on the Fan. Welcome in and thanks for making this show part of your day. It's Thursday, November 18th, 2021. A week from right now, we're going to be sitting at the table eating Thanksgiving late afternoon dinner.
Here we go.
It's a great holiday.
You tolerate the turkey, you load up on the sides. Just enjoy.
Mashed potatoes and mac and cheese for days. I want to play a game with you. Craig Heist or Linnell? That's the question. All right.
All right, here we go.
Which update anchor just said,
here we go,
digging deep into his bag like there were fries at the bottom of the bag or something like that?
It was that Heist or Linnell? I'm going to say Linnell.
Deep in his bag like there were fries at the bottom. That was Linnell.
Linnell did that.
Not Craig Heist. How about that analogy there? The Heist star. We need to get him on at some point after today, though, because I want to get to the bottom of the MVP chase. They're giving out the award today at 6 p.m., and Juan Soto has a chance to win the National League MVP award, although I have properly prepared myself for the fact that Bryce Harper is going to win it tonight, not Juan Soto.
I believe it, that Harper is the odds-on favorite.
I was texting with a buddy of mine in baseball who said, I think it's just really hard to give this award to Soto. The Nats were so bad. And I just responded to him in emoji of somebody sound asleep. Because you, sir, are hibernating on Juan Soto. But I don't think we're there yet. I don't think you can be part of a terrible team and win the MVP. Thursday night football tonight, Danny. The Patriots and the Falcons. Here's what I'm excited about. Atlanta, whatever, one way or the other, they're going to probably end up around 7-10, 8-9, and narrowly miss the playoffs. Slowly but surely, Bill Belichick, with a hell of a coaching job, has New England rounding into form right now.
Indeed.
They are 6-4. They are playing great defense. And Mac Jones, game managing this offense, not turning the ball over as much as you'd anticipate for a rookie quarterback, has been efficient. But they have scored 45 and 54 points in two of their last four games. They beat the Browns 45-7. They beat the Panthers 24-6. They topped the Chargers in a close 27-24 game. They pummeled the Jets 54-13. Their only loss dating back to the start of October in that Brady game when he came to New England and they missed a field goal at the horn was an overtime loss to the Cowboys. Only time they've lost since that Brady game, which was now almost 6 weeks ago.
Kevin Clark of The Ringer wrote a great story about the Patriots, about Mac Jones, about their plan, about rookie quarterbacks, and how this is sort of the model. The economist that I quoted a number of times that came up with the the math basically about draft picks and how we fall in love with generational prospects and you're best served trading back and finding more options and do some of these things that take emotion out of it. Spoke to him about this, and Kevin Clark wrote a great story about it. The Patriots did very un-Patriots-like things to get ready for Mac Jones. What have the Patriots done for 20 years? Yeah, they had Tom Brady, but what did they do? They found bargains. They found your trash. Your Wes Welker turned into a good Patriots player. Your defensive end that nobody else wanted turned into a good Patriots player. Your slower linebacker, your physical corner that couldn't run. Whatever it was, they found the leftovers, did things on the cheap, and got themselves in a great value team that was very well built, could beat you in a bunch of different ways. This past offseason, they did the opposite. They spent all of the money in free agency to build that nest for what they knew was going to be a rookie quarterback to set the stage for him to be pretty good. And Mac Jones has done everything they've asked. They are really and truly, game script sort of put aside in garbage time, they're a 50-50 run pass team. Yeah. They establish the hell out of the run.
But they don't
bully
ask
you.
Him to do a ton in terms of
they don't
reading and reacting and throwing the ball downfield. It's a lot of quick, safe, short stuff.
Yes, and they run 21 personnel like they're the Ravens, run a triple option and all sorts of stuff because that's where their advantage is. They've really built the nest to allow this kid to slowly ease in. He's been successful. He's really, really cerebral, really sharp, very accurate. He's going to set the rookie passing accuracy record, taking over for Dak Prescott, who walked into an uber-talented offense a handful of years ago. They're now starting to do that thing that the Patriots used to do with Brady, where in September they go, Tom Brady, it's over. The magic is ending. No, it's not. They're going to keep playing better as the season progresses. This version of the Patriots, a million times better than that September Patriots.
Well, what I like about this storyline is Bill Belichick was taking on a lot of shrapnel.
Yeah.
As Brady won his Super Bowl last year, as if like he's just some ham and egger who wears a sweatshirt. Settle down. This guy is unlike most of the coaches who have ever roamed the sideline in this league, and everyone needs to relax as they were shoveling dirt on his grave as New England missed the playoffs and Brady won a Super Bowl last year. You're seeing, I thought last year, by the way, was a great coaching job for him.
Seriously.
They had no quarterback, got terrible play at the most important position on the field.
They had nothing.
They had opt-outs all over their defense, and they were still competitive and in the mix into December to try to sneak in as a wildcard team. But right now, with the 45 to 54 point outbursts in the last month, the four straight wins that they've strung together since that overtime loss against the Cowboys, they play the Falcons. Next week's going to be an awesome test against the Titans, and then they follow that up with a huge matchup with the Bills in the division. At the end of this three-game stretch, and you got to put this birdie on your scorecard tonight against Atlanta, I think we'll know once and for all if this team is a viable playoff option, if they could make any noise in the postseason. But if they beat the Titans and or the Bills, or somehow both, the story in December is going to be that the Patriots are now a contender again. They've got the Jaguars and the Dolphins to finish their season. Got a murderer's row coming up first. Yep. But they've already got their six wins. So if you can handle your business against the Jags and the Dolphins, now I got you to 8. In the meantime, you need to win basically two more games to get to 10-7 and be in a really good spot to make the playoffs. One of those two wins could be tonight against the Falcons as Belichick has this team rounding into form. I just enjoy what they do. They run the ball. They throw it short. As you said, they're ultra-balanced run pass. But this is a defense-first operation, not surprisingly, under Bill Belichick. One thing I think that we've under-talked about this week in town as it pertains to Washington and Carolina, and I know how and why we got here. Rivera's going back to Charlotte, so everyone's talking about that, right? Cam Newton's playing for the Panthers against his former coordinator, Scott Turner, and you've got Taylor Heinicke, the former Panther, going back there with 31 members of the organization. I get how the storylines became what they did. The loss of Chase Young, because it happened mid-game during the biggest win of the year, the most unlikely victory of the season, because it took place probably during the most impressive win of the Rivera tenure. You look at Tom Brady after a loss, his teams were 51-14. Tom Brady's teams after a bye were 16-4. And you went out and you whooped up on the Bucs by 10 points. But during that game, Chase Young's lost for the season. And since, we've kind of been celebrating and talking about the win over the Bucs and how great it was. But at some point, you pay the piper. You don't have the most talented player on your defense now. And while the numbers were not there, he wasn't getting the sacks, he wasn't getting the pressures that we anticipate from a number two overall pick, he still makes a big impact. Rivera, every week on the Junkies, every interview he does about Chase Young, routinely talks about the attention paid to him.
Mm-hmm.
We haven't really talked about the fact that they're moving forward. They already don't have Montez Sweat, who you could make the case was their best defensive end. But now, Sweat will come back in a month or so. no Chase Young the rest of the way. That's a big, big deal. As we want to start getting cute and talking about if you beat the Panthers and then the Seahawks and look at this run that could happen, there's not a more talented player on that side of the ball than a guy they don't have now.
No, and it hurts. It does. You're not going to get me to say that it doesn't. How much, though, I think is up for debate. And the emotional leadership and him, the first guy, when someone has an interception, the first person to touch the interceptor is usually Chase Young. Running over there to celebrate, arm around. That matters. Guys notice that sort of stuff, right? He's got this infectious enthusiasm. But the facts are these. The production wasn't there. And whether it's because attention's being paid, whether it's his own faults or failures or otherwise, on a per-snap basis, they're not going to lose a lot of pass rush. When you add in Matt Ioannidis, maybe a five-man bear front, when you add in James Smith-Williams, I'm not saying he's a world beater, but the way Young was playing, you're basically talking about the same phenomenon at this point.
The same phenomenon is what?
Similar pressure stats.
Yeah, it's just not the same to me.
I know it's not because the name is the name, but the production
isn't
there.
It's not just the stats, right? I mean, you can watch any game that you want to. Mm-hmm. James Smith-Williams rushing and Chase Young rushing is not the same thing. The numbers are not there. I agree with you. But because it's Chase Young, there is an attention paid to him that you never have to pay to James Smith-Williams, just as an example. I don't want to single him out, but he's the guy that you
right, if he's direct replacement.
Casey Tuhill, whoever you want to say. There's also the idea of other guys on that line benefiting directly from Chase Young being there.
All
even
true.
If he's not getting those numbers
yeah.
that no longer benefit. That's John Allen having a career year. That's Daron Payne. That is Matt Ioannidis, who you just referenced. So, yes, I agree with you. If you're saying replacing his counting stats, is that going to be arduous or impossible to do? No, because he wasn't putting up big counting stats, if that's all we're basing it on. But if we're debating, which I guess maybe this is the question we can ask, how much are they going to miss Chase Young, a little or a lot? I think it's a lot.
I think it's a little. And it's a non-zero number. It's above zero, obviously. But it's not catastrophic. It's not as if they shouldn't just bother showing up. Because the defense won't be able to stop anybody
well,
now.
Well, that's not what you do when anybody gets hurt.
I know. And so they'll be able to move on. You need more from guys that have done things in this league. Like Matt Ioannidis a couple years ago led this team in sacks. He's at 0.5 right now. And some of the pressure stats haven't been there from him. He needs to step up. So, yeah, part of that is he benefits from having good bookends. And he can go one-on-one against guards and knock them backwards, et cetera. You need more out of guys like him and Tim Settle, who were huge
sure,
last year for
different
this team.
Position.
Totally different position.
I don't
position.
Worry about defensive tackle. They're going to be just fine inside. They got Allen, who's playing like a Pro Bowler. They
yep.
got Payne, who's been tremendous. Ioannidis, to your point, again, counting stats may be disappointing. They seem to like what they're getting out of him when they talk about him. I think Tim Settle has actually been really, really good, and he's going into free agency. And Tim Settle's going to get paid, whether he has sack totals to back up his performance or not. Teams will watch the film, and they're going to like what they see from Big 97. I'm talking about the end position, though. Like, playing Matt Ioannidis more, you and I can agree, like, let's get these guys on the field. That's not really how this is going to fix itself, though. You need two guys on the end of the line of scrimmage, and that's going to be James Smith-Williams and Casey Tuhill and maybe someone else they promote from the practice squad. David Beto or something. I don't even know what the next option is. Maybe it's Shaka Tony, who they drafted in the seventh round. Maybe it's William Bradley King.
Rotimi or whomever.
Bunmi Rotimi. I loved him in the preseason. Played a few snaps in the game this past week. I think he's probably their best pure pass rusher of that group, to be completely honest, at this point. I think he went Old Dominion in college. But I worry about the defensive ends. I don't worry about their tackles. They're deep there. You can't play Matt Ioannidis outside and just rush him like he's some wide nine. I mean, that's just not going to happen.
So they've run some bare front, that 52 look,
yeah.
where your sort of outside guy isn't really an outside guy. It's kind of a linebacker, just almost there to occupy the left tackle or something like that. So there's going to be creativity. There's going to be blitzing. I think you make
but
up for that.
But you're not rushing the passer that way. You're
Who's
saying
not?
Washington. You're saying when they go that five-man front, you're putting like Ioannidis outside and having him go one-on-one with a tackle?
No, I'm saying there'll be someone outside of him technically
yeah.
to be your quote-unquote defensive end, but it gets Matt Ioannidis on the field,
sure.
the better player.
I'm all for having Matt Ioannidis. You want to run a five-man front every single down, go for it. They've done it a lot this year.
They've done
do
a lot,
it more.
Yeah.
It doesn't change. I keep coming back to you still have two defensive ends who are backup defensive ends.
Absolutely.
That's where the drop off from Chase Young to me is going to be sizable.
I'm saying it's not that sizable. Because here's how. You come up with creativity. You have blitz schemes. You do more stuff kind of in the lab to sort of create that pressure. The production is not that big a drop-off, number one. Number two, it's bigger than zero. Again, it matters. Obviously, you'd rather have a really good talent like him than not. Here's how you make up for it. Different fronts, different packages, different schemes, different designs. Instead of just saying, we're going to rush forward cover, yeehaw, which worked like crap, frankly, for 6 or 7 or 8 games. I do think there's potential here. And if I'm Jack Del Rio, I'm going to find a creative way to get my best guys on the field. It's with all due respect to some of these young kids, they'll get their chance. They'll rush some, but I'm going to find a way to major in settle Ioannidis and company. If that means 5-man front, if it means some kind of weird stunt or game up front, if it means, you know, kind of an unorthodox lineup, I'm going to do that.
Meaning you would play one of those tackles outside at the end.
Not like down in, down out, but
occasionally.
Yeah, sometimes have him rush that way. Sometimes, you know, stunt this or game that.
It's worth trying. I guess my point is that's not what they're, from a pass rushing standpoint, now they're out of their element and that's not what they're good at. Like, you now are rushing from space, kind of 3 steps before you're colliding with a tackle and you're either using a move.
Yeah, I don't want Ioannidis to stand that up like he's, you know, TJ Watt on the outside.
Or Allen or Payne, and that's kind of my point. I'm keeping them inside in their roles and letting them be great, and I got to figure the rest out. So what you're talking about, which makes sense, is that Jack Del Rio's got his work cut out for him.
He does indeed.
And I'm wholeheartedly with you on that. There is no doubt that his job just got a lot more difficult. When you get Sweat back, that changes some things, because at least at that point, you're going to have one, hopefully, productive defensive end who can win one-on-one and take on some double teams and beat a chipper and still find a way to impact games and get to the quarterback. But for the next, I think it's going to be a month, let's just say at least 3 weeks, he's got to earn his paycheck. Del Rio's going to have to draw some things up. My concern, and I'll keep coming back to, I think this is a big deal not having Chase Young. You guys can hit us up, little or a lot. How much is it going to hurt them to not have Chase? He has not been performing like we wanted. The counting stats are not there. So you can look at that, as Danny's doing, and say, well, it can't hurt that much. It's going to hurt a little. And I think just from an energy standpoint and attractiveness from a tackle or a attention standpoint, it's going to hurt a lot. 800-636-1067 is the number. 800-636-1067 is how you can call us on the Gambit DC listener lines. But the other thing I would point out, Danny, is if they're going to be drawing this stuff up, these blitzes and everything you want to do, that is going to directly affect areas where they're weak.
Oh, yeah.
Like, remember, the defensive line is the good part of the team.
Right.
So you're going, well, we got to get creative here. You got to bring some people from the secondary. You got to send some people from the linebacking core. You're now borrowing from the accounts that don't have money to transfer to the accounts where you're supposed to have all your cash. That is scary to me. If we're saying, oh, Del Rio, you got to do this, that, help your defensive line. The one strength on this defense has been the personnel on that D-line. And that's why I'm saying this is pretty huge. But see what you guys think. We'll let you guys break the tie here. 800-636-1067. Chase Young is out for the rest of the season. We really haven't talked much about this because we spent so much time celebrating the win and then looking ahead to Carolina with the Rivera reunion and 31 members of the organization going back to Charlotte. Will the Chase Young injury hurt a little or a lot in a season in which he wasn't performing like he was supposed to? That is the question. Your thoughts next on G&D on the Fan.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all.
All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Ron, you never want to lose a guy like Chase Young. He's such a big voice in the locker room, on the sidelines. Can something like this, though, like losing a big player like that, maybe galvanize a locker room?
I think it will, because, again, you have to rally the troops, basically, and it's just the way it is. Somebody has to step up. Somebody has to continue. Somebody's got to improve their play, and somebody will get an opportunity. That's one thing for darn sure, Scott, is that somebody's going to get an opportunity. And it may affect Jack too, the way he's going to approach how he wants to attack the opponent. So it's going to be interesting to see how things go this week as far as game planning. I'm anxious to see some of the ideas that we'll come up with and be able to talk about as we go forward.
Ron Rivera on Chase Young's loss. Welcome back, Grant and Danny, 106.7 The Fan. No Chase Young the rest of the way. Little deal, big deal for this defense. I think it's a huge setback. I know the numbers aren't there. But if what Rivera and Del Rio say all the time is true, and he attracts the attention that they say that he does, and you go back and you watch the game, and oftentimes he's getting chipped and lines are slanting in his direction, and you stop doing that, then I think it makes life a little harder on the other guys. Allen, Daron Payne, Matt Ioannidis group on the inside. I would say if Montez Sweat was healthy, and in a few weeks he will be, so we can reassess then. But I would say it's a way lesser loss at that point, because I still got a defensive end that coordinators have to worry about. Now you don't. And that's the other part of this for me, Danny. This was already a non-Montez Sweat world we're living in, mm-hmm. at least for a month. His importance to the defense was bigger this past week against Tampa Bay, was bigger this coming week against Carolina because you have no Montez Sweat than it had been at any point. And that's why I'm going that this is a huge loss for Washington.
It's not zero, but it's not that significant. Again, it's more emotional. It's more leadership. It's more enthusiasm and energy than
if
it is to me production.
If that's true, what does it say about Chase Young, the number two overall pick last year?
Yeah.
Who was the defensive rookie of the year last year and who some people were saying might win the defensive player of the year award this year.
I think it quantifies how truly disappointing this calendar year basically has been for him. Going from that award, which he deserved to win, by the way, that he was absolutely the best defensive rookie last year, with expectations through the roof, to really, really falling short of that in terms of his play. Again, he's better than James Smith-Williams. I'm not telling you he's not. He's better than Casey Tuhill or whoever they could get off the street at this point. But still, in terms of pure production, you can make up for it pretty easily, schematically, some different personnel, and then just playing his backup at this point. It's not going to be the same, but I don't think it's going to be that significant of a loss for a defense that until last week really struggled.
If none of the things that I think are true are, like let's say I'm wrong about everything, and he doesn't actually get the added attention, and he doesn't bring the Energizer Bunny element of everyone kind of looking to him mm-hmm. when they're out of breath and tired for the inspirational quote or whatever, which I think he does that. And
maybe
he can still do some of that, even not in uniform. He's third on the team among the guys that would suit up this week in pressures. He's third on the team in every category behind Allen and Payne. That's a big loss. That's hard to overcome. Well, let's get to the calls. Let's see what people think about this. We want to hear from you guys. 800-636-1067. Your time to shine on Grant and Danny. Let's go to Brian, who's in D.C. on the Fan. Brian, we really appreciate you listening, buddy. How are you?
Hey, Brian.
Doing well. Thanks, guys. I really don't feel like his loss is going to be that great of an impact. You know, to your point, Grant, like what you said about him being the first to run over and congratulate, I don't even look at that as being such a big thing. I think that I look at that as more like the Seidler from Seinfeld. He's there to sort of steal their moment, get another chance for him to be on the camera. But
what a line.
Beyond that, I think that I just think that what they will have in terms of the sort of let's win one for Chase will make up for what Chase brought.
Interesting. I mean, that's something that Rivera, and that's a great quote that Darius played from Rivera
right.
coming in, did mention is when a guy of that magnitude, of that importance in the locker room, with the profile that he's got goes down, everyone automatically says, okay, I got to pick up. I got to do more because we lost that guy. And you're right if you're just saying the production is replaceable. Now, it's not replaceable with James Smith-Williams or with Casey Tuhill. But maybe if everyone's a little bit better, then all of a sudden you get a couple of extra quarterback hits and four pressures per game. Now you got Chase's numbers. I just think, you know, I'm a numbers guy. I'm an analytics guy. I promise you that. There's more to it than that sometimes, particularly from a pass rushing standpoint. Scott's in Alexandria. Hey, Scott, how are you?
Hey, how's it going, guys? Long time listener. Called in a couple times.
Appreciate you
taking my call. So, Danny, real quick, you were just saying you know, with Chase Young out, there's things that Del Rio can schematically do to kind of make up for that. But let's be completely honest. Del Rio has been having trouble all year figuring out how to schematically stop defenses with Chase Young, my opinion.
That's true.
But,
yeah.
Yeah. But I think it's a big loss. I mean, you know, like you were saying, the sexy numbers, like the sacks, they're not there. But the impact that he has is in game planning that other teams have, right? Like, they're the guy that he's going to circle. And if they don't have to worry about him, they can worry about other stuff. And there's really not much else to worry about on our defense other than Darren Payne.
That's my concern. Thanks, buddy. Appreciate you. It's like last Wednesday, Bruce Arians and Byron Leftwich were eating Popeyes or you know whatever their go-to Wednesday meal is, right, as they put together their plan. They got Morton Steak. And they were drawing up their plan, and it started, particularly without Sweat, I would say, with Chase Young. With him not there, is it John Allen now? Like, who do you target on this defense? And there is a ripple effect. We talk about the Belichickian way of defense all the time. It goes the other way, too. On offense, all right, let's make sure this guy isn't beating us or involved. I do wonder if you go to the second level now. Let's take Cole Holcomb out of the play. He's, I think, 13th in the league in tackles or whatever. I'm not sure there's anybody in the back seven worth having that conversation about. They should just eat their lunch and go about the rest of their day.
Yeah, just enjoy their meal without worrying about it. No, to your point, it is Allen. And I think you've seen extra attention already to Jonathan Allen, whether it's, you know, the double teams in the middle or
he's about to see more
or whatever. And he'll definitely see more. And so,
how awesome would it be, by the way, if he could continue his pace with added, like if he keeps doing what he's doing now? That will feel like Soto's on base percentage not dropping off after they trade everybody.
Yeah, I mean, it might even impress Rick Snyder. Who knows? But you got to make sure. Yeah, I mean, again, this is now the challenge is on Del Rio. I think when you have stars, like think about basketball, when Phil Jackson is running this triangle offense, and it's always a genius. You know what helps? Having Michael Jordan to bail you out with 4 seconds on the shot clock when the play didn't work. This is an easy button when you got these two defensive ends and this defensive line. You guys rush. I'll figure out the other stuff. Now, Del Rio struggled with that. I think a lot of it was underachievement. Now you've really got to go to work. Now you've got to really maximize and put guys in good spots. I think you said it best. His work is cut out for him here, whereas before it may have been pretty easy to come into the office.
Well, and because of how Young and Sweat and some of the other ends have played, specifically those two guys, underachieving and Young really primarily, his plan was probably just let those guys eat, like you said. I'm not going to worry about them. We'll rush with those guys and we'll win and then we'll handle the back end.
Yep.
When they're not winning, you're now screwed.
Yes.
So maybe this could end up being a blessing in disguise, at least schematically. Not losing him. I think that'll be a dagger.
Yeah, that's hard.
Every week. But schematically, maybe Del Rio goes away from, okay, well, we can't win up front with Tuhill one-on-one or Smith-Williams one-on-one, so I got to help. Whereas if he was doing that with these guys, they could have been garnering the results they needed, maybe, because they weren't doing enough as it was. Wade's in Lanham. Wade, you're on Grant and Danny talking about the impact of losing Chase Young. Little or big loss for this defense, the way he was playing?
Man, thank you for taking my call. I think it's little. And the only reason I'm saying this, because, man, but sitting here on hold, I thought of a different angle from it, because it was Tom Brady, and the defense didn't give up any scores in the half. You know, winning that game in Tampa, that's a huge momentum already. If you listen to the guys on the post-game show, you know, McLaurin and Payne, I believe, was speaking, and they was talking about the next guy stepping up. So it gets you a chance to find your Andre Carters and even, you know, Heineke, who got a second chance. So I think it's time for, you know, the line, the next man up to step up. My only concern is we're going against a mobile quarterback, and the mobility might be because that speed of Chase, but that's because we've seen Chase. So somebody else step up. I think, you know, we look better with the defense coming together now against a stationary quarterback, pocket quarterback, but Cam might be a problem running around. You know, that's what I think.
Appreciate you. I think some good points in there. Thank you. We have not even talked about the run game, or I actually think he's done a really good job. Now, someone could say he doesn't get into the backfield often enough. I think he's got 3 tackles for loss this year or something like that. But anybody who watches this team regularly,
he's been very solid against the run, in my opinion.
Chase Young blowing up running plays frequently. Not having him there is going to be large, and they've been phenomenal against the run.
Yeah.
Now, I'm going to double down on what I've said all year long, or at this point, I don't know, sextuple down, however many
you
times.
You can triple down.
Quadruple down. Part of why they've been so good against the run, I think, is they've been so bad against the pass that teams have not had to run the ball. I can do whatever I want throwing it against you. I don't need to run it against you, and that's part of it. Like, if you look at quantity, the number of carries that they face and how often teams are trying to commit to the run against them, it's pretty minuscule. But this weekend, with Cam Newton, who has a shoulder that hasn't allowed him to be a quality passer in years, they're going to have a lot of read option, and I think you're going to see a heavy dose of Christian McCaffrey, maybe still on a pitch count, but Chuba Hubbard, those two guys could combine, if Carolina gets the game they want, for like 30-plus carries.
They're getting touches.
They have not had to face a team that has done that yet this year. So they've been really good against the run. How much of that is Chase, and now you don't have him?
Well, if I'm Carolina, I'm testing that, you know, off-left tackle and off-left, because that's really where Chase was good, is the getting upfield, sort of not allowing for that.
Turning,
you know,
it back
in. Yeah,
inside.
Turning it back and not allowing for that bow outside, or kind of that, I think it's sort of the Shanahan one-cut, get upfield, Olandis Gary running scheme. He hasn't allowed that because he blows it up by getting upfield. He's been good in that area. I don't know that James Smith-Williams or Casey Tuhill or whomever else they throw up there is going to be in that same vein. But if I'm a team playing against this group now, those defensive tackles, they're going to have to run. You want to play against me, you're going to run. You guys are going sideline to sideline to sideline to sideline, and I'm going to gas you.
We got Logan Paulson coming up on the show at 3 o'clock. We can ask him about this. We'll get his film breakdown and what he thought from a big win over the Bucs. Also, his take on the Carolina Panthers. He watched all the film of their game so far this season for us. We'll see what kind of problems they present, particularly what he thinks about Cam Newton based on his limited work last week. Also, we got Caps tickets we're giving away today. We've got a pair that could be yours at 6 o'clock, the top of our final stretch, right at 6 for the end of our show. But Danny, interestingly enough, you've come up with a game that you want to play to give away some other tickets for Caps fans. They can go to a game if they can win the game.
Does Grant know the band? Now, I know the band. You guys are going to know the band, but the bet is whether Grant Paulson, music savant, knows the band, and that's how you're going to win some Caps tickets in a little bit.
We'll play that very popular game at 3:25. Right now, we're talking about the loss of Chase Young and how much it could sting this defense. More of your thoughts in a moment. Plus, a college football radio crew getting suspended for bashing the officials during their broadcast. We got to talk about that on Grant and Danny.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Selling a little or a lot?
Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
That's one of the things you want, is you want a guy that, you know, not only just says something, but at some point will make an impact play. That's the tough part that you have to be able to replace, you know, is that when the guy makes an impact play, or the motivation he brings just from what he has to say. Like I said, somebody will have to step up. Somebody will have an opportunity to step up, and some will have an opportunity to play. And in all three instances, it'd be great to have somebody, you know, make those plays and be able to, I don't want to say replace them, but, you know, be the next guy up.
Maybe we'll circle back to that angle later in the show. Rivera's getting into who's going to be the next man up, who will step up and shine on this defense with Chase Young and Montez Sweat out. Could be fun to take some calls on. We're Grant and Danny. Welcome back. You're listening to The Fan. We'll get back to the Gambit DC listener lines. Bet, play, win with Gambit DC, brought to you by the DC Lottery in just a couple. Shout out to the Caps, 2-0 winners last night in L.A. They're 10-2-5. That means they've got points in 15 of their 17 games, which is awesome.
Good W, man. This is just tread water time on this West Coast trip with nobody healthy.
Yeah.
Eller COVID protocol again, no second line at all.
Our guy John Carlson, 2 assists last night, means he's got 4 assists in the 2 games that they played out West. And shout out to Garnet Hathaway, who scored 2 goals.
How about a couple goals for old Garnet Hathaway?
He's got 5 goals in 4 games. He didn't have a single goal before that this season. And I can't imagine in his career there have been many 4-game stretches where he scored 5 goals, but the fourth liner has been lighting the lamp. Wizards, tough loss last night, and no time to lick their wounds. First of 2, back-to-back in a 3-day span against the Miami Heat. 10-5 Miami, 10-4 Washington, first place in the East up for grabs tonight.
8-for-42 from 3. And it wasn't even that good. They shot under 20% from 3, and I'm telling you, it wasn't that good until garbage time. That was as bad a three-point shooting performance as you could ever have. You just kind of go, that can't happen again. What are you going to do?
Honestly, I chalked that up as shots didn't fall.
Yeah, just bad. They were good shots.
Live and die by the 3. They died in that game, but they were still in that thing, by the way.
I know.
In the fourth quarter.
Totally.
But I mean, eventually, you got pulled away from, but they were right there for most of the game, not being able to hit anything.
Kuzma was 1-for-8. Dinwiddie 0-for-4. Caldwell Pope 0-for-5.
That'll do it.
That's three or five starters. What are you going to do?
Real quick, I wanted to bring this up, kind of off the beaten path for us, but I just, stories like this blow my mind. So Big 12 has publicly reprimanded Texas Tech's football radio announcers. They've been removed from calling their next game. This story from Dave Wilson, who's a staff writer at ESPN. So on Wednesday, yesterday, the Big 12 issued a public reprimand of the Texas Tech football radio booth based on their call from Saturday, a 41-38 win over Iowa State. By the way, this doesn't matter to anybody. The kicker for Texas Tech made a 62-yard field goal to win that game.
I was going
to
literally bring up that footnote. Like, I know that's going to get lost in this conversation.
College kickers, like, hitting a 38-yarder is a story. This guy made a 62-yarder for the win. Bro.
Yeah.
Who does that?
So, Texas Tech, basically, the entire game is going, these officials are against us. Yeah. This is such garbage. What is happening? We're getting screwed. And the dude hit a 62-yarder to win it.
Unreal. But as that call went on, they were making comments. You don't want to make these comments on the air. I'm not sure I would have made these comments, but they were felt like they were getting screwed over and over again. They're homers. They're the home broadcast for Texas Tech, and they said things like, I'll say it right now, the Big 12 does not want Iowa State to lose this game. Is that the first time a broadcaster said something like that? I don't think so.
No.
Yeah, Bob Bowlesby, you need to answer to this. I'm guessing that's the guy that runs the Big 12. I won't apologize for not knowing. It says, this is ridiculous, the inconsistency of this referee crew in favor of Iowa State. Unbelievable. They said stuff like, the Big 12 should be embarrassed. The Big 12 should be embarrassed with this group. We've only pointed out two guys. I'm going to read them all to you. And they listed the names of the entire officiating crew. They give you the names for a reason, don't they? I mean, here's your field judge. Here's your back judge. Normally, at the beginning of a play-by-play broadcast, in baseball, you say all the umpires. Or in basketball, you say who the officials are or whatever. They got in trouble for doing that. So they went overboard. They seemed angry. But the Big 12 stepped in and basically said, hey, in your contract, it says you're with us in this conference, not against us. So you're going to go ahead and sit out a game. I thought that was a preposterous.
It's not. If that's the rule, I kind of go, okay, everybody did their thing, right? The guys got their pound of flesh making fun of the officials, rightfully so.
Did they say anything over the line? Like, I kept waiting to see something like, you know, these officials should be fired. This is the worst official of all time. This guy bet on this game. Or, you know, if you say something about gambling or something, I could see. They basically just said these officials are doing a terrible job and the conference should be ashamed.
That should be fine, and we should nothing to see here. You've now made it worse by saying you can't deal with criticism. I haven't read the contract, so I don't know specific terms and language in there if they did violate it. But to me, that's worth it. Honestly, if you're a Texas Tech fan, those guys are forever your heroes now. They had to go down for a game to point out the Big 10, Big 12, rather, screwing them.
Let's go to Bobby in Warsaw. He's been waiting to talk about Chase Young. Bobby, losing Chase Young going into the stretch run here, a little or a big deal for this defense?
At this point, I think a little, because obviously Chase Young thought he didn't need to improve or he didn't want to practice, too. And elsewise, why would Rivera have to call him out in the press? That's kind of a desperation move when you've got an arrogant young man that won't listen.
Multiple times in the last couple of weeks. I just can't get over almost every call we've brought on, half of the show, one-to-one here, you and I debating this, but the vast majority are people saying, oh, it's not that big of a deal. That last year's D-Roy, last year's number two pick.
Yeah.
Is you're replacing him with people that we wouldn't recognize if they were sitting on our laps. I mean, I would, because I'm at the games and stuff, but like the average person doesn't know what James Smith Williams or Casey Tuhill looks like. That should be a siren, alarm sounding, everyone should be screaming. That's a problem.
I threw up a poll at Funny Danny. Will it have a little or a lot, the impact? And 70% are saying a little.
I just think that's recency and an overreaction to a lack of counting stats, but we'll see. I mean, the defense has to take the field against Carolina. We'll ask Logan Paulson this next on Grant and Danny.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.